Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and or listening to the podcast, and welcome to my house. It's time for another ServiceNow Store Highlights video. That's SSH version 04.05.2024. It's our first episode in April, and in this episode, we've got 33 new or updated applications in the ServiceNow Store. Let's see how that breaks down. 7 compatibility updates, 1 downgrade, 3 fixes, 8 highlights, 8 minor updates, 2 new releases, and 4 release notes fails. Let's dive right in and check out those compatibility updates. These were either to Vancouver or Washington, D.C. We have on the list this week health insurance quote and enroll, INRI identification or INRI identify, identity and access governance, INRI loans, small business loan management, Kanji, Remote Access Plus, SailPoint for Service Desk, and SecureWorks Tagus ITSM Sync integration. All of those, as you can see there, compatibility updates to either Vancouver or Washington, D.C. We had 1 downgrade, and it's been, I think I checked on this a day or two ago, and let's see if it's still a downgrade. It is. So there was a version released on March 14th that was withdrawn on March 29th. So we're back down to version 1.0.1 for this particular one that was released on February 2nd, 2024. And that integration is that application is VR integration add-on for OT base by Langner Inc. Now, usually they do those downgrades because something's wrong with the other version. So I would just pay attention to that if you're a customer and see what's going on. We've also got 3 fixes in the list today. Checklist Pro, CrowdStrike Falcon Endpoint for, CrowdStrike Falcon Endpoint for Security Operations, and Defender Machine Identity Protection all had some fixes. We also have 8 applications with minor updates. They are Biz Design Integration, CSDM as Code, Integration Commons for CMDB, Service Connector, Service Graph Connector for AWS, Service Graph Connector for Microsoft Intune, Vulnerability Response Integration with Clarity, Xdome, and Medigate, and Vulnerability Response Integration with HCL AppScan. All had minor updates. That's just little minor things. Some of them actually had some compatibility updates in with the minor things and some fixes. So definitely, if you're interested or you're using any of those apps, go check out those minor updates, which leaves us with 4 release notes fails. If you haven't seen an episode before, a release note fail is that the release notes provided with the updated application either don't exist, they are repeated release notes, or they link to a paywall where I can't tell you what's new, what's updated in the application, so therefore they are a fail for the purposes of this episode. And they're for the purposes of being a good technologist, they're a fail. So those applications are Digital Alignment of Manufacturing and Quality, Genesys ServiceNow Connector, Microsoft 365 Support Integration, and Nuvolo Subscription Management. All were fails for this week's episode, which leaves us with the exciting stuff. We have 2 new releases in this episode. Let's get started on the first one. It's going to be CityCloud, a modern approach to fast and efficient slivery. I just made up a word. Service delivery, not slivery. Service delivery for citizens. Let's take a look at the key features here. Towns application is an app designed to facilitate the process of providing the requisite functionality to help users navigate and find the desired information regarding city departments, events and activities, businesses, and general information, from enabling general users to register for events and viewing utilities information to helping businesses access the relevant information for acquiring permits. The Town app is dynamic and streamlined to cater to users' needs. Town's app also provides the means to report issues and view city public records. Let's take a look. They do have some screenshots. First is a screenshot of Townsville. Love it. There's a desktop view and a mobile view of Townsville. Second screenshot is the same thing. Let me go back one. Yeah, it's like the same screenshot, but the desktop screenshot is a little bit bigger, or it fits in the little fake computer thing. But anyways, third screenshot is how CityCloud works. It's got an illustration showing citizens or municipal staff updating things like resident services, business services, and municipality operations. Next screenshot is why CityCloud, so another marketing slick. And next screenshot is another marketing slick going through the key features, which I like to cover, so let's go over the key features. A public website, mobile app, content management, customer service, document management, virtual agent, language support, property taxes, digital workflows, alert management, social engagement, reporting analytics, social calendar, and accessibility enabled. Hey team, if you're City Cloud team, that would have been perfect in the key features. On the actual page and not a screenshot, so just so you know, because that's going to be searchable. This image is not searchable, but anyways, I digress. Next screenshot is a video and not a screenshot, and I'm not going to play a video because you're watching a video or listening to a podcast, but that is the new application City Cloud from Advanced Solutions Core. Next and last new release is going to be from ServiceNow, and it's SGC Central. Service Graph Connector Central gives users a modern unified management console for Service Graph connectors. Key features: dashboard, show the overall states of configured Service Graph connectors and debug the connectors for any errors. My connection, set up a new or edit connection of Service Graph connectors. Explore connectors, search and install Service Graph connectors. And Integration Hub ETL, view transforms and mapping of Service Graph connectors. This is going to definitely be on my list of things to play with. I failed to mention at the beginning, this is an Innovation Lab app offering, so it's not available for any production instance and does not include any support or warranties. So play at your own risk. I definitely will be to check it out. Anything, there's like tons of Service Graph connectors, so it's really cool that this new app from ServiceNow exists to manage your Service Graph connectors. All right, that's our new releases, which leaves us with eight highlights. Let's go ahead and knock those out. First up is going to be Citrix IT Service Management Connector, updated to version 24.3.0. And in this one, they're introducing the Citrix Maintenance Window. With the new setting, Citrix Maintenance Window, you can now configure maintenance windows for Citrix services. A dedicated section for alerts and notifications configuration, improved organization for CVAD alert policies, support for the ServiceNow Washington DC version, and enhance the details of Citrix incidents. All in this minor release from April 1st. From the team at Citrix Systems Inc. Next up on the list of highlights is going to be Crow Advanced Compliance, updated to version 3.15.6. And in this release, they have auto assign section weights. A new option has been added to the questionnaire template table, which allows for section weights to be set automatically based on the sum of the scored question weights within the section. This allows for section weighting to be adjusted in the scoring model to account for unscored questions or NA responses. Pretty cool if you ask me. Advanced Compliance Assessment Overview Dashboard, a new high-level compliance-focused dashboard that can be broken down by entity or entity class. Campaign Frequency, a frequency choice field has been added to the campaign table, which allows for executed campaigns to periodically execute according to the selected frequency. And if it wasn't clear from those, this application is around the risk or compliance application. In fact, if we come down here to requirements, it requires ServiceNow IRM policy and compliance management. That wasn't, I knew that, but I want to make sure that that was clear after hearing me talk through that. Next update is going to be DevOps Data Model, updated to version 3.1.1. And in this one, it's actually a patch release that I chose to keep in the highlights because of what it is. I'll read it to you. The default change handler subflow that was removed in the previous release, 3.1.0, has been reinstated. When a pipeline is run and a change request is created, the subflow defined in the sn_devops.default_change_handler_subflow property will now be run. You can use this subflow to modify some of the change attributes before your change approval is assessed. All right, next highlight is going to be from Discovery Admin, updated version 9.6.0. And in this one, which they're calling 9.6, which is fine, updated design to incorporate AI insights and inputs from Discovery Home, simplified configurations to align root cause and remediations with customer context, additional details into the incident description, comprehensive visibility into credential affinity, updates to UI to further reduce clicks during navigation, improves the troubleshooting capability based on collective learnings across different ServiceNow Discovery customers. All right, next highlight is going to be Microsoft Sentinel, updated to version 1.0.16. And in this version, they fixed a state issue when ServiceNow to Sentinel state is changed. Then Sentinel reset it back to the default state from Sentinel to ServiceNow state mapping in ServiceNow. You can now have multiple states in this so that the state doesn't reset back to the default. Second update, enhancement is in entities shown on incident record. They've added a new field in system properties with default entities length as 5,000 characters by default. And third update is for multiple Sentinel workspaces. There can be duplicate incident IDs, so they have added a new field in ServiceNow workspace configuration page field, use workspace name and correlation ID. By default, this field is false. When it's enabled, then it will check Sentinel workspace name GUID in ServiceNow for any update of records. Only enable the field when you've identified duplicate incident issue. Once enabled, make sure to update incidents that are in the ServiceNow in ServiceNow to have correlation ID field value like Sentinel, Sentinel Workspace, and GUID, which is the sysID. Currently, old records will be having correlation ID value as Sentinel GUID value, so we are adding workspace name in the field value. All right, enough with that one. Last one there is code fixes to the earlier version. So that is what's new from the team at Microsoft Alliance. Next highlight is going to be a MyIT footprint updated to version 1.6.0. And in this version, it is now compatible with the ServiceNow Washington, D.C. release. There's a new feature for regulatory report. Source characterization management, you can select a characterization on manual sources according to domain approach and parent accounting category. Ability to extract collections in BEGES format or reporting format with breakdown of footprint by GAS or GAS. I don't know what that means. In the enhancement section, collection, added a progress field for the completion of the collection, added hints on manual source fields to give extra information to the manager and stakeholders, addition of the total electricity consumption data collected, enabling default amortization for Byland Carbon and ISO 14069 methodologies at the domain level, and displays, this feels like an ESG application. Display the field's total in TCO2E and uncertainty and percentage on the collection at review state. Under the data section, display of an information message when using monetary factors and harmonization of emission factor categories. Under action plan, added a list of improvement actions on the collection table. Under the reporting and dashboard, added two new reports to the analytics dashboard. Allows you to have the distribution of the footprint by type of source and to identify the volume of monetary ratios. Added a new report to the analysis dashboard, which allows you to display the 10 sources with the highest uncertainties. Added support for the domain filter and the action plan and strategy on my dashboard. And adjustment of the Byland Carbon dashboard reports to properly target collections marked as baseline. Under security, change access controls to tables used by the My Impact widget, adding security rules to protect data in published collection. Under defects, they fixed a type adjustment of collection uncertainty fields for better alignment with the rest of the platform, adjustment of transform maps of manual and imported sources, model/profile reconciliation restricted to admin, MITF, and model manager roles, and under technical deck, under import tools, removed unused tables from the app. What great, great release notes from the team at Aguaro SAS. Thank you for that update. Second to last one here, it's going to be Sentinel One app for security incident response, updated version 2.0.0. And in this one, they've updated to existing app, certified the app for Vancouver, and why I included it, added support for ServiceNow ITSM and event management. They call it a patch release, but my friends, those are two big applications, ServiceNow ITSM and event management, so I included it in the highlights for the episode. Our last highlight is going to be SNIKE or SNIC Security for Application Vulnerability Response, updated version 2 or 2.0.0, and in this version they've added SAST integration support, added support for EU/AU region. I can't get my annotation tool right here. Added filtering support for target reference and status. Updated source_scan_ID mapping to latest_issue_counts.updated_at. Added mapping for exploit maturity and CVSS score. And added more granular triaging check in ServiceNow. And that, my friends and my followers, is our entire episode. Let's take one more quick look at what you just saw or heard. That was 2 new releases, 8 highlights, 7 compatibility updates, 8 minor updates, 3 fixes, 1 downgrade, and 4 release notes fails. I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share it with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new or what got updated in the ServiceNow store. And until next time, don't forget to always be learning.